I have calmed down considerably, and obviously regret the decision to act without sort of any sort of sportsmanship or decorum. I'm not a monstrous person, and I handle myself quite affably normally. I think I reacted out of feeling personally attacked, and any human being that feels that way in that moment can become defensive, and I think that's what I was reacting from at that moment.
When you watch it back, how do you feel?
When I watch it back, I'm disappointed in myself in that respect, that I was potentially over confrontational and came across that I don't have any sort of decorum within me. But I like to reassure you that I'm not such a monstrous person. I'm quite nice, really.
Was there any kind of actual decision from your part to act that way, or was it just the pressure?
Yeah, I think, from the task previously, the week before, I was called out for not potentially having much to do with the win, and I felt a keen pressure to prove what I said I could do, and I piled the pressure on. And again, human beings react to certain things in different ways, and I reacted quite negatively to that pressure that I piled on myself, and didn't get the result that I wanted, unfortunately.
Let's be honest, you weren't the only person
Yes.
who behaved in a stupid way.
Stupid.
Stuart Bragg's the brand.
Oh, yes.
His brand not looking so strong at the moment.
I think it's fair enough to say that within the tasks, Stuart and I were up for firing with equal measure. The fact that he had already had his first go in the boardroom and been given a second chance and found himself in the boardroom again, purely on that basis, I think I should have been given a second chance. And he'd had his day and his turn, and lost us the winning product, which lost us the task. So yeah, I was pretty disappointed that I went so early.
I kind of thought that the fact that he had lost you the product in the first place would go against him, but apparently not.
No, I think, for whatever reason, Lord Sugar decided to keep him in over myself, and I'm never going to be one to sort of, try and discredit or find out anything about Lord Sugar's decisions. He's most best poised to make those decisions, so I won't argue in this situation. I'll agree, and you just have to learn from these experiences and carry them on into your life, and make sure you succeed on the back of learning.
We saw that you were clearly upset when you left. Did you get on with the other contestants?
Yeah, definitely. I think, they have to go through 16 contestants worth of filming, and they have to, get through to an episode for all of that. So they don't always have time to show everything that goes on. Behind the scenes, we're all completely affable with each other. There wasn't that much drama. When you're in a competitive environment like that, people can react differently, let's just say.
Jamie was project manager. How did you get on with him?
On a normal everyday scenario, Jamie and I wouldn't have had any issues, but I think by this task we were already sort of wary of each other, and it was a very tentative relationship at that point, and it got turned into a sort of fraught scenario by the end of it, but I've got respect for Jamie.
Okay, who do you think should go next?
Again, I think it should be Stuart. I think, not or anybody that's had their first go in the boardroom and remained in and still, doesn't take on board what's being said to them and doesn't utilize it very much and finds themselves back in the boardroom. To me, that's even worse than going in the first time, under a pretense of a mistake. So if you don't listen to what's being said to you and you find yourself back in the boardroom, I think you should go.
Talking of people who had one chance already, Jo had her chance.
Yeah.
And Lord Sugar told her she had to change her ways.
Definitely.
Has she?
Yeah, I think Jo took it on board, and she, it's an experience that you go through, and you're given advice as you go through if you get into the boardroom. If you don't, you're not given any advice. You have to just keep going on your own sort of steam. And I think she really benefited from going in the boardroom first round, and learnt from it, and is taking that on with her through the process. So
who's going to win?
I'd like to see Stella win, just because I think she's got all the skills necessary for this particular job. She's a very cool cucumber, And, you know, that's a massive skill to have within this competition. If you can keep calm and keep your wits about you and make good decisions, that is the entirety of skill package that you would need for this